from KQED.
5 years ago, California came up with an ambitious plan to launch 500 health clinics at schools around the state. There are nowhere near that number today, but where the clinics have opened, the concept is proving successful. Louis Friedberg of the project California Watch reports.
At Oakland High School recently, a dozen workers were stapling beams to secure the framing of a new health center. It's part of a major drive to double the number of health centers in Oakland schools.
So the new spot will have two exam rooms. It'll have six mental health counseling rooms.
The director of Oakland High's Wellness Center, Susan Lee, leads the way through the noisy construction site. Lee says the new facility will replace an older and smaller clinic. It will provide essential services to most of the school's 1,700 students. Many are poor and rarely get medical attention.
I've spoken to students who don't remember ever seeing a doctor. It's been ages since they had a physical. So we're trying to address those basic needs and remove those barriers so that they can be ready and able to learn.
Hi, I'm Tien. Nice to meet you. I'm the nurse practitioner here. Okay, have you been to this clinic before?
No.
Okay, so this is your first time
inside
here?
A closet-sized examination room in the school's existing clinic, nurse practitioner Tian Vo is meeting with a 15-year-old student. The girl asks for birth control, which the school provides to students after they've gone through counseling. Reproductive health is one of a broad range of services these new clinics are offering, from eye exams and nutrition advice to help finding health insurance. And Oakland is not alone. Los Angeles is also expanding school-based health care. At John Marshall High School in Los Angeles, counselor Dana Cook says an important part of her school's new clinic is mental health support.
If a kid is having problems with self-esteem, if a kid is having problems in their relationships with their parents, if there's domestic violence, if there's a history of abuse, if there's all this other stuff, they cannot concentrate in school.
The importance of Cook's work is backed up by studies showing that students who take advantage of mental health counseling at school get better grades, and attendance improves for those students who use medical services on campus. Marshall High ninth grader Denise Dongao says students feel comfortable going to the health center.
Some students get intimidated when they go to the hospitals and the bigger clinics, but here it's really, the people are really teenage friendly. We can just go here, ask questions, and we won't look stupid if we do, because, some adults, if we ask them some questions, they would look at us what are you even asking that? But here you can just talk freely to the staff and they're really nice.
Money for the expansion of school health centers in Los Angeles and Oakland is coming not from the state, but from local and private sources. But elsewhere, the picture is less hopeful. There are still only 176 health centers for the state's nearly 10,000 schools. Counselor Dana Cook says without a school health center, some students will suffer.
They're going to fall through the cracks, and I hate that expression, but really not only academically, perhaps even physically and definitely emotionally. We'd be sending children out there into adulthood really ill-prepared on a number of levels.
Many other districts would like to open healthcare centers, but the major obstacle is finding the money to sustain them. Federal health reform legislation, for the first time, allocates funds for building new clinics. But with California and Washington fighting fierce budget wars, there's still a question over how many students will have access to school-based healthcare. For the California Report, I'm Louis Friedberg.
That story was produced in collaboration with California Watch, a project of the Center for Investigative Reporting.